morning, everyone. It's Walt here, and for some of you that may or not know, Chris asked me to report back on Clash of Kings Australia. This is my second tournament, and yeah, I've had my first game, and it went predictably the right way. I lost terribly, so I'm still learning. But you know, today is pretty special because I am actually sitting here around the table with all of the Australian Masters, and they've been really great, and they've been very generous, and they're more than happy to have a bit of a chat with me. So, so can I just say good morning, everybody? Yeah,
morning.
Yeah,
morning.
Thank you for making the time. So I'm just going to ask a few questions, but can I just ask you to introduce yourselves and just tell us what army you're playing today at Clash of Kings Australia 2024?
Okay, Jeffrey Treish. And I'm running Imperial Dwarves today.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ken Ferris, and I am running my Forces of the Abyss list, much to the chagrin of many of the other players.
My name's Stephen Devinish, and I'm playing Goblins today.
And Steve Tuck, I've got three Dwarves, and yes, I'm the guy with three Hordes of Shieldbreakers.
Good on you guys. Thanks, Steve. So, just a general question, straight out of the blocks. Clash of Kings Australia is a pretty big deal. We've got a fairly good turn up here today. So I suppose that leads me to the question of how do you think the Kings of War scene is developing in Australia and New Zealand, right? And because we do have a New Zealand player here today. Who would like to go first with that?
I'll jump in. Mm-hmm. I think Kings of War is growing, unlike, you know, GW and some other companies that don't have a shop front. So they have to have a different method of getting new players in. So it's usually gamers who have played another game and hear about the game set.
Yeah.
So it's kind of really up to the individual players to be bringing those people in and bringing them across. And the other, I mean, to be honest, it's the regions, so I'll let these guys talk about Melbourne and Canberra. Mm-hmm. Sydney has struggled with the two main people who organise tournaments, been pretty unavailable post-COVID, so we haven't had nearly as many events as we probably should have.
Yep.
But there's so many players out there with an old Warhammer army in a closet, and if you just find them,
yeah,
they're hooked. Yep. So it's just that matter of getting these people
Yeah.
involved.
So before anybody else jumps in, have we all come from a Warhammer background?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And we all have Warhammer armies sort of like sitting in cupboards that we're sort of like trying to repurpose.
No, perhaps. No,
all of this. All of them are repurposed, and I'm not going back.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Okay.
Agreed.
I think we're all united on that front. Anybody else?
So speaking on the people from Canberra, there's always one or two new faces. Haven't had anyone in the last couple of years that's really stuck with Kings of War, but there's always been, you know, playing in the local hobby store. You'll find a few new people asking a few questions, give the game a go. Mm-hmm. I can't think of anyone that's joined in the last little while. Mm-hmm. So I'd say the core is quite loyal to Kings of War. We're really keen,
yeah.
But haven't seen as much growth as maybe other areas, unfortunately, but yeah. Maybe that's a reminder to keep active in our community.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, things like this are a good way of getting it across to more people. And
where are you from, Jeff?
I'm from Sydney, the same as Ken.
Yeah.
But we're nearly an hour apart, so
yeah
it's okay. Fairly big. But I am finding there are new players coming in, but they're usually the ones asking. It's not so much us chasing them. People just come in and say, oh, I've heard about Kings of War. It's the rule set's the biggest thing.
Yep.
It's, as a tournament player, prevalently for myself, mm-hmm. It's the best set of tournament rules you can get. So
yeah. Yeah.
It just leaves the others hands down.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that. As a new player, you know when they say easy to learn, hard to play?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it's true.
Exactly.
It is absolutely true. You know, I mean, you know, I read the stuff in the rule book and I go, yeah, okay, yeah. But once you get on the table, looks different.
It's really easy to bring new players in, and then there's a reason we're still playing it, you know, having seen the rules for so long, because there's so much going on.
Yeah.
But sort of chatting about the Melbourne side of stuff, like we've got one core person in Mike who pushes it and does an awful lot of work, and that's what keeps the community going. We usually have, you know, a new player more often than not when we have a tournament, but we do struggle to have a core of a big enough core of regulars. So we actually have had a couple of tournaments not quite get off, and that's sometimes been timing in the tournament. But we've got a core of, you know, 8 to 10 that should normally be there, but it's easy for us to get 16 in a tournament. And those six people would be different people at times. So there's probably a 30-plus core down in Melbourne. And I know, talking about the Brisbane side of things, I know there's a lot of work going on there. And again, I think it's Luke, and I could be wrong, pushing the Brisbane side of things, and that they're getting quite a lot of new players. I know there's quite a few having one of their first or second tournaments as well here for Brisbane. So for me, it's really about those key people in the regions that are pulling a community together.
Yeah. Yep. Are we suffering from tyranny of distance here, guys? Big country, people spread out all over the place.
To some extent, in Sydney, it's very fractured. We've got quite a few people that play, but they're also apart than just not getting together all the time.
Supplementary question, unannounced, sorry about this. What can Mantic do to help here in Australia?
For me, I'll jump in there. Like, I think getting a bit more support behind getting some of the product and stuff. So I know we had one store that was pushing pretty hard, and we've actually struggled to get product in. So we put a big order in for the latest Clash of Kings books. Once everybody around the world was posting that they'd received theirs, the order from the distributor still hadn't even been accepted. So getting that sales support in to help the local stores actually get some product there, that's probably the big thing. I think that's the hardest bit's getting Mantic product.
Anyone else on top of that?
I think the easier you can make it for those key people, like you mentioned Michael in Melbourne, the easier Mantic can make it for those people to do what they do, to just, because obviously they've got a passion for it. The more that those people can be supported with different resources, or I don't even know what that would involve, but I think going to those people in those regions and asking them what they would value in terms of bringing other people in would be a valuable thing.
Yeah, terrific. Okay, well, I'm sure Mantic's going to be listening to this, seeing it's called the Mantic Universe Podcast. Well, I hope they're listening to it. So, okay, I'll just move on to another question here, if you don't mind. Look, if you had one word of advice for a new player learning to play and getting into Kings of War, what would it be? Somebody like me, I'm about to hit the table. What should I be concentrating on?
I'll jump in first. Don't be seduced by internet lists.
Don't be seduced by internet lists.
Everything that you can take in an army list has some sort of role and is good. So if you put an army together and you're thinking, I have an idea and I think I can make it work, give that a go. If it doesn't work after a couple of games, so be it. But don't try and copy what someone else has done online, because it's how they use it, not what they're taking.
Yep.
And if you try something and it doesn't work, don't throw it away after one game. Give it a couple of goes. There's so much variety of lists and scenarios and stuff that something that might not work in one game might be spectacular in the next.
That's great.
So try to back your idea.
Yep.
It might not work. You might have to throw it away. I spent last year trying to make three giants work.
Right.
I just kept trying. Lo and behold, I eventually was told by Tracy, Ken, they don't work.
I told her at the start, but I started to believe that they were working.
They were getting better. That would be my advice. If you have an idea, try to back your idea. Give it a go.
None of us four here play the same type of list, and none of us take a cookie cutter list to get where we get to, right? We're taking what we want, whether there's a hobby choice driving it, whether it's a personal play style, we're just jumping in and playing what we want to play.
That's great advice. Any more?
I'd just say play with someone that can actually talk you through the game, and just say, look, I'm new to the game. So for me personally, when I was learning Kings of War, I started playing online through Universal Battle myself, and I really valued that time playing with other people that have been playing longer than me, to actually take 5 minutes at the end of the game, say, what do you think worked, what didn't work, what should I try next time, and just get an idea for how other people were thinking about the game, because everyone thinks about it differently. Some people will see more angles, some people see more opportunities than others, whereas some are more reactive. So I think it's really valuable playing with the right people that can, just at the start of the game say, hey, look, I'm trying to learn. Can you help me learn?
Great advice. Absolutely.
That was along the line that I was thinking too. If you've got casual games against any of us, we'll take the time at the end to go through the things that you may have done wrong, your list design and where you might not be getting the right combinations together, how you could improve it, and there's no pressure because it's a casual game. If you run into just, say, good players at a tournament, it can be a negative thing because you might get smashed and you don't have that positive side as much, depending on how you take it. But in a casual area, then it's a lot easier. You know you're going in as the underdog, so it's not a big thing that you lose, but you're gaining so much more. So the better the player, the better.
I've got to say also, Kings of War lends itself to that too, right? The way the game is designed, you know. You know, the arguments, if we... I'm sorry to do this to you. We're back to Warhammer days, right? You know, the pre-measuring. Oops, you know, you missed out by, you know, a quarter of an inch and all that sort of stuff. You know, everybody, every 10 minutes the rule book comes out.
Yes.
That's not there either.
That's
right?
What we love about it, yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. Anybody else?
My advice is pretty similar to these guys as well. It's less the on-table stuff. Come to a tournament. If you've had a game, maybe you're even having your first game.
Yep.
Come to a local tournament. That's where you're going to find the most amount of players that love what you're doing.
Yeah.
We're going to, and it's like they said, walk in and, hey, I'm new, can, you know, learn as you go. Get ready to have your three losses and ask you questions.
Yeah.
But you're going to get so much out of that, and it's going to be a bucket of fun because everybody here wants to play with their toy soldiers, roll some dice, and have a good day. Like, that's what you want as well if you're wanting to get into the game.
And we all want to help new players.
Exactly. So don't be afraid just to jump in the deep end, and I'm hoping that's your experience with a couple of tournaments.
Yeah. It is my experience, and I'm so glad you said it because that's the feeling I get as well, right? Like, you know, I was really scared going to a tournament, and then the first tournament was overseas, for Christ's sake, right? And I thought, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, and I thought, holy bejesus. But, you know, everybody was exactly, you know, had the attitude of, mate, it's okay, you know. If this is your first game, you know, it is. It's really good. Thanks, guys. That's really good. I've still got a couple more questions, and, we're back into it, I suppose. Yeah. So, all right. So this one's a little bit fluffy, all right, this question. So, all players are different and are motivated by different things in playing games, There are those people that I would classify and other people classify as being hearts players. They're the ones that enjoy having their games with friends. That is the highlight, you know, getting together for casual gaming, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There are those who are motivated by, and we call them diamonds. They're about, probably a bit more competitive play, gathering points, you know, getting better, being placed on a table, you know, hey... last time I was 30th, now I'm 29th, you know, so that's good. And then there are spades, and I have to confess, that's me, right? I'm a narrative player, so I'm more interested in the storyline of the game, so I'm happy, you know, if all of a sudden my God Speaker Orc has stood up to a dragon and managed to take it out, right? Even though I might have lost 800 points on the rest of the table. And then it's not derogatory, but this is just... some people are motivated by this. There's the 1% who we call clubs, who are like diamonds. So, you know, they want to be placed and they're competitive, but they want to win at all costs. And they actually get a bit of enjoyment out of, you know, their opponents losing. So I'm going to ask you to reflect personally. Yeah, and I'll start with you, Jeff. No pressure here.
Yeah.
What do you think you are?
I'd say I'd be closest to a diamond. I am a competitive player, and I love going in tournaments, but I also love casual games as well. Mm-hmm. I compete to win, but I'm also there to help people when I can.
So yeah.
I'm definitely not a win at all costs, and definitely not someone who enjoys smashing someone.
Have you ever come up against somebody like that?
Yes.
That's interesting.
It's very rare in Kings of War, but yes, I've been in a lot of different systems.
Yeah,
there are players out there.
So you've played tournaments, right? Not just here in Australia. You want to share
it? Myself and Ken played in the US last year around this time of year, or a little bit late March.
Yeah,
so we played over there. Really good players, really great host, Marcelo. We had a great time, great people. Enjoyed the tournament. I think we both got top 10.
You dropped one game very unlucky.
Yeah, I lost one out of
and
five.
And I dropped one game unluckily, and I had one of the biggest defeats I've ever had in my life. I was in shock.
We also play competitively online, myself and Stephen, and we both won international tournaments.
Yeah, okay. All right, terrific. Well, so I'll move on.
Yep. So I would say I'm both a diamond and a heart. I am normally playing at tournaments because casual gaming is actually quite difficult for my lifestyle. It's very hard to just have someone up and have a game, whereas it's far easier for me to say, that day, blacked out, I am away and I am playing.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, the thing that keeps me coming to tournaments is having, we've got seven guys staying where we're staying. We played cards till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning last night. We've all come here, some of us dreary eyed and not struggling.
And we didn't ever get an invite to the cards. Come on.
We're going to do it all tonight after the games, and that's what I love.
Yeah.
I would say I'm a diamond to my own personal standard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't need to win, but I need to do my best. That's my expectation of myself.
Yes.
And my expectation of my opponent is that they do their best. I don't ever want someone to not try.
Yep.
You know, I don't want you to win at cost, but I want you to do your best, and I want me to do my best. And if we do that, we're going to have the best game possible.
Yeah,
so that's my expectation of myself, and I try and give every opponent that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would encourage my opponents to do that to me as well. You know, and thankfully, Kings of War has such a good rule set that you can do your best to win and the other person do your best to win, and it's an enjoyable experience.
Yes, both players are winning, really, even though there is one ultimate, on paper there's one winner, but both have gotten something out of the game. Terrific.
Yeah, for myself, I'd say I'm more of a diamond, but I'd preface that by saying I think Kings of War really is built towards that way of thinking. Not that it dissuades the spades or the hearts or the clubs. I think anyone can play Kings of War, but especially considering one of the things I love about Kings of War is there's very little, there's no gotchas. There's no, oh, I didn't see that in your list because there's 20 rules per unit and I can't memorise all those details.
Yeah.
So it really resonates with people that want to know what's going on and have control over the game. Even if you lose, you know why you lost.
Yeah.
And I think that really rewards the diamond perspective.
Okay.
Not to say that anyone else can't enjoy the game. Like, you can play it for whatever reasons, the community or the narrative part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think diamonds is really where...
is where you're
Kings
at.
Of War shines.
Yeah. And it is optimized. Well, it's not optimized, but it lends itself very well to tournament play, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not against any of the other ones, I think it really lends itself towards that way of thinking.
It's a great point.
Yeah. I'd love to... I think I'm actually a bit more of a heart, but I'm so close to diamond it's not funny there. So my first driver into the game is the hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys will know there's always something ridiculous on the table that I've brought along.
Ridiculously good.
It'll still be good, and I will have a very tuned list, and I do want to do well at the event.
Yeah.
But I am coming here to play with all my mates. They just happen to be, nowadays, right across Australia, because I don't have a lot of casual games, and when I do, it's usually tournament practice.
Yeah.
So a very, very... On the table, I'm a diamond. Away from the table, it's all heart, I suppose.
Yeah. And, you know, the psychologists that have looked into this, you know, the people that are into gameplay and game mechanisation and all that sort of stuff, these are the things that they use, but they also realise that people wander in and out of these things, as you guys have indicated, right? Yeah. All right. So... no clubs at this table.
We're not going to admit to it anyway.
To be fair, there's no clubs in our scene.
No, yeah,
I wouldn't think there's one in Australia that I can put face to name.
Well, that's great news. For new players, that's great news.
You know, and someone who's trying to take some ridiculously honed list, I mean, one, you can take whatever you want to take in this game, which is great, but if someone was really trying to do something extreme, they're probably going to lose to a better player anyway.
Yeah.
And they're going to be humbled by the experience, and they're actually going to come back to the norm of... playing relatively
and most of the fun games you have, like the really fun ones, are at the top tables. Like we're all usually up there, and that's where all the fun is, whether you're a lesser player or not. Like, you're going to have those
hard
fun
down
games.
The lower tables.
Well, actually, it's interesting you said that. You know, my opponent in the first game basically said, Walter, you know, I'm going to wipe you out here. And I'm really not looking forward to playing against the top players. And I said, well, mate, you need to give me a bit more of a break then.
Yeah, that's right.
can I just say one other thing on Ken's point? The game isn't won or lost in the list building phase.
Yeah,
that's right. So it's really about how you play the list. So people can come with the hardest list that they can think of, but it's going to be beatable.
Great. That's great. Last question, and I really do appreciate your time here. So a lot of people out there listening here are obviously not Australian. They probably have difficulty even understanding our accent, but never mind. Let's see how we go. So they're from different parts of the world. So the question here is, do Australians play Kings of War differently to other parts of the world? And if so, how?
Absolutely, we do.
I'll go first. So as Jeff mentioned, Tracy and I went to the US to play in the pilgrimage last year. And our kind of outcome of that was the lists were way, I guess, harder or more honed than you would see here, although that gap's probably closing, I would say. The gameplay was far more relaxed. So the lists were killers. The game itself was sort of far more relaxed than... You know, I personally try to put an emphasis on being very clear and direct on what we're doing and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
So, not that they were playing poorly, but like guys were just drinking a full bottle of scotch through the day. Like there was so much alcohol on the table, it wasn't funny. It wasn't beer, it was just like full spirits and that kind of stuff. So that was my impression of the US.
Definitely strong list, but very really strong. Nice people. Like all kids.
Unreal. So, and it was kind of funny. You see this list of this person and be like, oh my God, what are we going to do? And then the guy was kind of drunk and giggling and just, you do whatever.
I think even in the US, they have their own methods.
Yes.
More shooting at one area, more, combat in another area.
Okay, understood.
So, and you might get a little bit of that here. We're pretty mixed lists. Bit of everything.
For me, sort of, I'm outside looking in. I haven't played any of the international guys. I don't play online and haven't travelled overseas. But looking from here, I feel like because we have smaller numbers in our tournaments, we're still running the same amount of rounds. The winner is usually the person who's gone undefeated, as opposed to the half a dozen people that are right up the top haven't dropped a game. And it's really coming down to that attrition. How much did I kill you? How little did I lose? And I reckon that's what could tend to tighten those lists up and make them those harder lists.
Right, okay.
We do also have the legacy of the tall poppy syndrome very strongly in Australia. No one wants to be the guy that everyone expects to win necessarily, and then if you lose, it's hard. So I think there's an element of restraint.
Yeah, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, pressure's on you, that's not now, not me.
That's right.
You're the current one.
That's right, you're
more relaxed.
It's been a couple of years, Trish. It's been a couple of years.
Yeah, I know, I'm relaxing now.
He's got his hands on his head. He's
yesterday's hero.
So,
washed up, is it?
Guys, I'm about to wrap it up, but so I'm going to ask for any last comments. Has anybody got anything last that they want to say at all?
Well, I guess if this is an international audience, the thing I would say is if you ever were coming from the UK, US, or anywhere in Europe, you come to Australia, bring your family, go on a holiday. It's something everybody overseas seems to want to do. When we're Australians or we're overseas, everybody wants to talk about Australia and come. Don't pack an army. Borrow an army of someone. If you contact people and just say, hey, I've come over, we'll get you covered. Bring your list. We'll find the models. Get to a game. We'll look after you. Type thing. Like when we're in the US, we're saying it to some of the guys, like they were worried about bringing their armies on plane. I'm like, just borrow one. Like just come and play and enjoy.
That is true.
And even if you're not lining that holiday up with a clash or something or other, but there's people out in the community that, our names are out there. Reach out and go, any chance there's a tournament on, and we'll probably put one on because you're here.
Give it enough warning.
Well, in that case, I'd like to thank you, all four of you. Thank you so much. I mean, this is pretty unexpected for me. I was like, walk into a tournament and walk up to a table and say, hi guys, would you mind having a chat? And you've all been very friendly about it and very willing to do it. So thank you so much. This is hopefully going to play out on Mandic Unified Podcast. Now, I will ask, does anybody want to make any edits? Is anything that needs to be pulled out?
No?
All good?
I didn't trash talk enough, I'm sorry.
Come in now and you can wear it.
All right. So thank you very much, and that's it from me. I hope that a lot of people will listen to this and reflect on how good Kings of War is. So thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks, Bob.